Well, today is the day we're going to find out who will replace Justice Anthony Kennedy on the U.S. Supreme Court. 9 o'clock tonight at the White House, President Trump will make his announcement. Joining us right now from the White House, ABC News correspondent Karen Travers. Karen, good morning.
Good morning.
A lot of intrigue here. And the president likes stuff like this, doesn't he? Announcing the time and the location. This is not terribly unlike the boardroom season finale on The Apprentice.
Yeah, a lot of people are making that comparison, of course. President likes that element of suspense and likes to do it in a big way, which is why he's doing it tonight in prime time, 9 o'clock Eastern time from the White House. The president, based on his comments yesterday, the press hadn't seen him in a few days because he was really hunkered down at his golf club in New Jersey, but as late as yesterday afternoon, the president hadn't made a final decision. He said he expected he would by noon today and then would announce it tonight. Last year, when he did this with Neil Gorsuch, people didn't know. I mean, there was certainly a lot of solid reporting, a lot of rumblings as to who he was going to pick, but it was not confirmed by the White House. It was not tweeted by the president. He wants to walk in that room tonight and have that be the first time people see his nominee.
This is different from a lot of other White Houses, isn't it, in that there are no leaks with announcements like this. And of course, there have been leaks in this White House, but when it comes to something like this, he really wants to have that moment at 9 o'clock tonight.
I think it's also because the president hasn't made up his mind. And I think anybody around him who has spent some time talking to him recently would be concerned about, I think, telling a reporter, yeah, it's definitely candidate A, because in an hour it could be candidate B.
Right,
because the
exactly.
President has really been all over the map on this over the weekend and has really been considering his options, but changing his mind a lot, which is exactly what staff was expecting heading into a long weekend.
And he's not doing this entirely in a bubble, is he? He's asking a lot of people for their thoughts and their advice, too.
Oh, yeah. It's a lot of huddling with senior staff. He was meeting with friends and family over the weekend and getting input, but not giving up a lot in return, not giving any clues yet as to which way he's leaning.
I'm sure he's probably asked his attorney, Rudolph Giuliani, what he thinks as well. But Rudy was busy yesterday on the Sunday talk shows talking about the Russia investigation, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was. I mean, kind of making a reappearance. We hadn't seen him in a while, hadn't done a lot of interviews, but once again, slamming the Russia investigation and also talking about how the president was unlikely to sit down with Robert Mueller, which, frankly, is what Rudy Giuliani's been saying for some time, I mean, since he's come on the legal team. It's the president who has been talking publicly about wanting to do that interview, but acknowledging his lawyers don't want him to do it.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how that happens, or what happens there. Again, 9 o'clock tonight is when we'll find out who the nominee to the Supreme Court will be. He's got it down to a pretty short list now, though, doesn't he?
Yeah, the list that we are told, it's four. Brett Kavanaugh, Amy Coney Barrett, Raymond Kethledge, and Thomas Hardiman. It's been a solid top tier for some time now. I mean, pretty much since the beginning, those names have been right at the top of the list. Now it's a matter of the president making his decision.
All right. We will find out later on this evening. Karen, thanks for your time this morning. Appreciate it very much.
Have a great day.
Take care. Bye-bye.